Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And if you want to know all about the latest gizmos, you visit Carl Prouty, one of the specialists at APT. He's on the Team Hochberg phone line. How you doing, Carl?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm about 85% today. And
oh, that's not too bad.
Anxious to hear your take on the big preview that Apple conducted yesterday. I know that they announced some updates and iPhone changes. What was the big headline for you?
Well, the new processors are going to be pretty cool. That's a little ways down the road. But with Apple making their own processors, that means pretty much everything they do is going to be in-house. So they already work well, but this is going to make them work even better. Batteries are going to be more efficient. Everything's going to be faster. So that was really exciting to see.
That's the operating system 14. Is that what you're talking about?
That's the mobile operating system, so that's going to help out with apps on your phones and things like that. They're going to be they're adopting some features that have already been available on other platforms, but when Apple does it, they're usually a step behind, but they do it 10 steps better. So it takes a little longer to get some technology from them, but when they do it, it works flawlessly.
Apple's next iPhone operating system will also include an option to put a face mask on a personalized emoji. So that's funny.
Yeah, they're getting with the times.
Let's see. They announced upgraded software for the Apple Watch that's going to detect when wearers wash their hands. So they're responding to the pandemic, obviously. And we were talking about this earlier. They didn't announce this yesterday, but the subject came up. People like Marianne, who always lose their pods and their AirPods, but there is a Find My AirPods thing on your phone. Is that how it works?
There is. My family is very, very familiar with it. My daughter Madison and my son Jackson both have a pair, and I get updated when they play that tone from their phone. And I probably see that happen 15 times a week, but it plays a little signal. If you lose one of the AirPods, it plays a signal so you can kind of walk to it and find it, or it'll send its location to your phone. So even if it's not playing the signal, you can still get a general idea of where it's located.
And you can set that up on your iPhone.
Exactly. Yeah, you do that right on your iPhone.
Let's talk about what else was announced at the big get-together that Apple had yesterday. I see here that most of the presentation revolved around micro-sized features that, for instance, could help iPhone users using phones to unlock and start cars remotely. That's amazing.
Yeah, that, I know. I thought that was pretty cool. I think they're. It seemed like only going to work with particular brands to start that, but that's something that could be just extremely useful to everyone. I know BMW was one of the brands they were working with, but just being able to unlock your car and start your car, not have to worry about losing your keys, is fantastic. If you're somebody who's ever locked their keys in the car, you will definitely appreciate something like that.
Are they doing anything with Siri that's new?
Siri is, yeah, they're going to, like, when you push the Siri button on your phone, the whole screen turns into the Siri screen. With this new update, it's going to not cover the full screen, so you'll still be able to see what's going on while you're asking Siri a question. And it's also going to be able to real-time basically translate your speech to text. So it's taking out extra steps, so it's going to make it easier to sort of record your thoughts and get them jotted down.
Mm. My wife does that voice text so often now. When she talks to me, she'll often say, can you pick up your clothes, ! there's a new home screen that's going to organize your apps. What's that all about? And when will we see that?
So that that's going to come with this new iOS 14 update. That's really cool because right now you sort of have to make your own categories for your apps. It does it a little bit for you as you add them together, but this is going to be an ability for you to organize your stuff. But then if you keep swiping, it's going to get to a screen that has all of your apps automatically categorized. So it'll make things easier to find. It'll bring the apps that you use the most to the top of the list, so it'll be easier to find the apps that you use the most, so you're not having to fumble through everything. It's just going to be a time saver and just a great way to organize all that stuff, especially for somebody who has a lot of apps on their phone.
And Carl, when we talk about all these things, how soon will stores like Apt have some of this available, and what kinds of prices are we looking at for some of these things? What kinds of increases in prices?
You know, they don't really talk a whole lot about price during that. I imagine that you're going to see a slight increase in stuff just because it's new. But as far as new products go, hopefully around September, a lot of times we'll see new products start to arrive around September. So the word is possible new iPads, which would be nice, some lower priced iPads potentially, to allow more people access to those great products. But new AirPods, there was talk about new AirPods, potentially new augmented reality glasses. That's kind of speculative, but it's really neat to see Apple really diving in, because everyone knows how innovative they are, but there hasn't been that one product that's been super, super exciting over the last few years. So it's kind of cool to see that they're really starting to push now.
Yeah, that was the other thing I heard about, AirPod Pros with some sort of a spatial audio feature. Well, what's that all about?
So that's basically, if you can imagine being in a room or listening to your headphones, and then it fixes the audio to your head position. So now if you turn your head to the left, your right ear is going to hear what was just in front of you, and then your left ear is going to hear what was behind you. So it's basically like you're in a room with music surrounding you. It's a really cool, we had an opportunity to listen to some stuff with that in it at CES in 2020, and it is incredible. People are really going to like that.
And that's only with the AirPod Pro?
That's going to be, I believe, with the AirPod Pros, yes.
Okay, and are we looking also at the fall for that?
That's what it seems like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's a lot to check out, and the best place to check it out is Apt in Glenview. What is it? Third generation family run, and it's always fun to be there. Hey, are you cooking the chocolate chip cookies again yet on Saturday, or is that a no-no because of the pandemic?
No chocolate chip cookies yet. We will have it again. Don't worry. And for people that don't know too, we have free same day delivery on smaller items like UPSable items. So if they see something on the website that they like, if you order it before 1 o'clock, we can bring it out the same day too. If you're in the local area, so something to for your listeners to take advantage of.
You guys are the best. Apt Electronics, founded in 1936. Carl Prouty, thanks for the update and the lowdown and all the new stuff Apple announced yesterday. And we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.